Thank you for joining me on this week's Iron Hero Fitcast. This week, we're discussing 10 frequently asked questions. You're going to answer 10 frequently asked questions. So we'll dive right in, try to keep things relatively short so we can get you on your way and give you the answers to some of these. So first, how do I get started working out? If you're asking this, you've undoubtedly been thinking about adding exercise and eating better, into your routine. The main thing that I've found is to just get started, period. End of story. It doesn't matter what it is. Of course, I'm biased on what maybe you should be doing, but getting started is more important. And so the thing that my mentors have always told me and I found true for my clients is you don't have to have a perfect plan. In fact, it's probably better that it's not. It's probably better, not probably better, it is better to just start doing something. Build momentum, build a streak in the positive direction, the direction that you want to go, and keep doing that. Beyond that, I would say find an expert, ask some questions. Maybe there's somebody that you're friends with that you know that's been working out for a long time, and maybe you can find yourself a workout partner in that light. So that's it. Just get started. Do something. 2, what's the best type of exercise for weight loss? This is kind of an interesting one because on the one side, workouts are great for building muscle and for assisting in weight loss, in the weight loss process, but they're probably not the main driver. They do play a part, and there are workouts that better facilitate that than other workouts. But nutrition is probably the bigger part of the two. And again, not probably, they are the bigger part of the two. Making reasonable food choices is what really drives your body composition to change and your weight to lower. What is reasonable? I mean, that's a person-to-person thing. It kind of depends on where you're starting at. Or what I would say is don't aim for 100% 100% of the time. I'm a fan of an 80-20 rule. That gives you room to breathe, room to make mistakes, room to go out on a date and have a drink or eat something that you want to eat. Don't forget about that side of things. Now, if you combine food choices with relatively heavy lifting, perhaps with some intervals, you've probably heard the term HIIT before, maybe some CrossFit style workouts. Again, I'm a little biased. Then you've got a good recipe for making some real, real consistent body changes, especially if you turn it into a habit and you do this over 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and beyond. 3, how long should my workouts be? This is a situation where more does not always equal better. Typically, what I hear from people, especially people that are beginners and novices to exercise, is that they're going to try to work out more and more and more and eat less and less and less. And you can just think about this, if you phrase it that way, that eventually you're going to reach a point where, and it's probably going to be sooner than what you think, you're going to reach a point where it's not going to work for you. In fact, it's probably going to be the opposite because you'll have a stressful day. You'll not want to work out. You'll be stressed out. You won't be prepared for dinner. And then, hey, whatever happens, happens. And so consistency and intensity matter more than duration. Specifically, though, if we're talking about actionable things, which is the aim of this whole podcast, our Iron Hero Fitcast, 30 minutes is generally a good starting point if you're consistent and you're intense with your training. That's especially true if you're busy. Like 30 minutes is much more feasible. If driving to the gym is not a possibility, then at home, there are plenty of great body weight programs and body weight workouts. If you have more time, 60 minutes is plenty. Again, 3 days a week, plus or minus 60 minutes. You know, unless you're eating and you're sleeping are in order, I don't know that I'd worry too much about doing more than 60 minutes. I don't know that it's necessary if you're training with the appropriate consistency and intensity. 4, how often should I work out each week? I sort of accidentally answered this already, but the jumping off point that we've seen over the last 9.5 years with our gym and for me since about 2008 professionally, what we've seen is about 3 times a week seems to be where things really start to move along and move along at a good clip. Again, assuming all the variables are where they generally need to be. You could certainly do more, but you need to balance that working out with work commitments and family commitments and other things that you have going on in your life. Like working out just for the sake of working out, okay, fine if you're wired that way. But working out is meant to facilitate your ability to do other things. So, you know, if you want to go outside and be active, do that. If you want to take up pickleball, do that. Like, it's not supposed to be everything, right? You just don't want fitness and strength and mobility to be limiting factors for what you want to do. Now, if you do want to work out more each week, I would say no more than 6 days per week. Even that's probably not necessary unless you're aiming at something at a high level and being competitive with regard to what that helps you do. 5, should I do cardio first or should I do strength first? The answer here for me is yes. The answer is also, it depends on what you're focusing on for yourself. One school of thought is to focus on your bigger goal first because you'll be tired, just systemically tired by the time you get to the other stuff. So if I want to build muscle and if I want to get strong, I would probably lift first. And so that would be my focus. Another school of thought is to combine things. For example, again, I'm biased, CrossFit. It's time efficient. We lift heavy. We do short workouts, medium workouts, long workouts. We build muscle. We burn fat. Like, we do all these things in conjunction with each other. And because it's a general physical preparedness, there's not any one bias any more in one direction than the other direction. So yes, you'll build muscle, and yes, you'll change your weight and drop your body fat, but you're not going to be a bodybuilder because that's not the aim. You want fitness to support what you want to do. And so that's I think, a good jumping off point. 6, how do I avoid getting bored with workouts? My brain, I struggle with this daily. And I struggle with this daily because I hear some of our members talk. I hear people out in public on occasion talk about these things if I just happen to be around. It's weird because I'm a trainer by trade and I own a gym. Somehow, for some reason, people open up about this stuff to me, regardless of if I ask or not, which is fine. I mean, I'm here to help out. But my brain goes two different places with this one. First, mixing things up can keep things interesting. And if it's interesting, you're more likely to be consistent with it. Like, there is value in novelty, and keeping things interesting will help push you in that direction. The second thought I have is, I don't care if it's boring. I don't care if it's boring for you or not. If you have goals, you do what needs to be done, and you're consistent with it because you have goals, because they're important to you. And as I said, this is a constant battle in my head, because a lot of times the most effective thing is not the most interesting thing. Case in point, if I was doing a true strength phase, I wanted to be strong, not a lot of people, I would say, compared to the majority of people who work out for strength, not a lot of people would have the attention span to do a true periodized progression program. And so on the other side of it, if you're trying to adopt a habit, you kind of have to balance that boring, uninteresting side with a little bit of novelty. So again, I feel like for me and for the people that we work with, I feel like CrossFit is a good avenue because we do these things. Every workout's a little bit different. We do focus on strength. We do sprints. We do our sprint type workouts. We do long grinding type of workouts. But we want to build a general physical preparedness, like just a general level of fitness. 7, how do I stay motivated to work out? People mistakenly think, generally, for the most part that I hear, people mistakenly think that I need to be motivated to work out, quote unquote. It's actually the opposite. And whether you've thought about it or not, you've probably felt this before. You don't get motivated and then go work out. Now, I know that we just passed New Year's and resolutions and stuff, and so that's kind of a real clean, concise time to start something and really try to build momentum. But because it's the opposite, you've probably experienced that. Okay, well, you just talk yourself into it. You convince yourself, and you start doing stuff. You start exercising. You start making good good nutritional choices. Bedtime is consistent. Wake up time is consistent. And when you do that, you may notice that you start to feel more motivated. And so on the days where you're not motivated, what that should tell you is that you need to get up and you need to go do something, even if you don't feel like it, because as you do it, you'll start to develop some motivation. And this is kind of an internal argument with myself as well when I hear people struggling with this too, because on the one hand, I know that action creates motivation, but I also know that if you're trying to adopt a new habit, build some new habits, that motivation does have value. But the thing that you hopefully take away from this is that you need to take action so that you can get there. Number 8, what should I eat right before or right after I work out? Before, typically these meals or these snacks, as it were, depending on the person, are smaller in size. They're something that will sit well, not be real heavy in your stomach. I think most people that have worked out have probably had something, just sort of sitting in your stomach that maybe you drank too much fluid or you ate too much and you started working out and, it was gonna come back the same way it came in. But examples might be a protein shake. It could be banana and peanut butter, rather. Something a little more snack-like. For me, I could really go either way. Some days I don't eat before I work out and I'm totally fine. Other days I have a full meal before I work out and I'm totally fine. I've done this with bodybuilding type training. I've done this with CrossFit type training and I generally feel okay, but not a lot of people are that way. So you kind of have to, it takes a little bit of experimenting. After, stuff that has carb and protein. Most people dive right into a protein shake, like you've probably heard Optimize in 45, or if somebody's trying to build muscles, like I got to get my protein in right away and get these gains, and that's fine if you create a little spike in your insulin. If you just have protein, will you use it? Probably to some degree. If you combine it with some sort of carbohydrate, something to spike your blood sugar and bring your insulin levels up, like your uptake, your usage of that is probably going to increase and you'll probably get more out of it, right? You're not going to waste your gains, as it were. Number 9, how long will it take to see results? I used to say month 1, you'll feel better. Month 2, you'll start to see things. Month 3, other people will start to make comments and compliment you and stuff. And there is some truth to that. But really, month 2 and month 3, you can kind of work interchangeably. In terms of motivation and building momentum, you want to capitalize on these things. So if you notice it, pat yourself on the back, keep going. If people make comments, again, pat yourself on the back, keep going. This is the time to really keep running with it, because we just passed National Quitters Day. And if you're still exercising and you're still adopting new habits, you're ahead of the curve here. Keep going with it. Again, action leads to motivation. You just keep going with it. Number 10, what's the best way to recover after a workout or a week of workouts? The big 3 for me are sleep, hydration, and food. And those are really the variables to get the most out of what you're doing with your training. Those are really the variables you want to play with anyway. Sometimes, just sometimes, doing absolutely nothing is absolutely necessary for recovery. You don't always have to do the active recovery, although there's value there. Taking a walk, maybe not when it's 0 degrees outside, but taking a walk, walking your dog, maybe some low intensity activity with your friends. I've never played pickleball, but it doesn't necessarily sound like low level active recovery type intensity, but maybe. Using mobility tools, going outside, going on a hike, playing with your kids, playing with your family, like things that are active are totally fine. But, understand that sometimes doing absolutely nothing, sitting on your couch, watching a show or reading a book is totally necessary and will help you recover. So it doesn't always have to be active. So there you go. 10 commonly asked questions answered for you. Hopefully you got something actionable in there for you. That's always our goal. And if you have any additional questions, make sure you let us know. You can email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week.